Yesterday we were learning about the laws of Tashlich, that the Mishnah Berurah told us that the reason why we do Tashlich is Zecher Lakeda, to remember the Kiddush Yitzchak, and we also mentioned the Mishnah Berurah quoting the words of the Prima Gadim, that in a situation like this upcoming year, where the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, so therefore we're going to be saying Tashlich on the second day, which is Sunday, which is actually, by going simply by the Kriyas HaTorah, it seems to be quite appropriate, because in fact, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we read about Akedah Yitzchak, so this one year where we read about Akedah Yitzchak on the second day, is immediately afterwards, that same day, we say Tashlich. Continuing in the words of the Ramah, discusses a topic which I enjoy very much. He says, "V'gam nohagin shlolishan biyom Rosh Hashanah." He talks about sleeping, which is one of my favorite pastimes. He says that on Rosh Hashanah, there are those people that have a custom not to sleep during the day, not to sleep during the day of Rosh Hashanah. Quoting the Yerushalmi, which we'll see in a moment, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. He says, "Minhag." It's actually a nice, it's a good custom to not sleep on Rosh Hashanah day. Now, what's the reason for this? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum de'isa Yerushalmi, it's stated that man the domich bereish shata domich mazole. Literally, it means that a person who sleeps and dozes off on Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, the person's mazel will also be drowsy, which means it's not a positive thing, especially on Rosh Hashanah, which is a serious day, to just to be sleeping the entire day away. That's missing the real purpose of the holiday. However, in support for those that do like falling asleep, you could follow the words of the Arizal. The Arizal says, L'acher chatzos, Mutter Lishon. He says it's after Chatzos, midday, a person's allowed to sleep, and he says after all, a person is already taking care of a lot of the important aspects of the day with regard to Tekiah Shofar and the davening, and therefore after Chatzos it's not an issue, which for those people, unless you daven on Rosh Hashanah Nates, is not an issue, because who's going to fall asleep before Chatzos, right? Unless maybe it's during the rabbi's sermon or something, right? Exactly. I knew that was going to happen. But other than that, by the time you get home and have your meal, it's already past Chatzos. So the Arizal says it's not an issue. Now there are those people who want to go very strict and say, no, I'm not going to sleep at all. I'm not going to take upon myself the leniency, if you want to call it the leniency of the Arizal, and I'm going to stay up, and instead I'm going to just play cards or something. Instead, I'll be half asleep, but after all, I don't want to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us an interesting concept. He says, V'yoshe batel kiyoshin dami. A person who is sitting around and doing nothing, it's like they're sleeping. You're not doing anything productive. In fact, it's better to go to sleep, and at least you'll wake up refreshed and be able to enjoy the rest of Yom Tov. But just sitting around and doing nothing, which is any productivity, that's just as good as sleeping, if not worse. Then he says, "V'ayin b'chai adam." Look into the words of the Chai Adam that he writes, the acher hachila, that after a person finishes their meal, yikva atzmo lilimod, if a person is able to do so to the best of their ability, to spend a little bit time after their meal of Rosh Hashanah to learn a little bit. And he says, quoting again the Chai Adam, v'im roshu kaved alav, if your head is very heavy, which means it's difficult for you to stay awake, then yishan ma'at, if it's impossible for you to not stay up and to be able to learn, then it's no problem. You can certainly sleep a little bit during this time. And those people actually have a custom to, on Rosh Hashanah, to say all of Tehillim, which certainly could take an entire day. However, we do say again, according to the words of the Chai Adam, and according to the Arizal, that the person who wishes to sleep certainly is not an issue after Chatzos. However, those that have the stringency, as the Yerushalmi says, that it's better not to fall asleep, then you shouldn't. However, at least use that time productively. Otherwise, it's as though you are asleep.